Antifa, for the, it's anti-fascism. And for anybody that thinks that this is a not violent group, I mean, they're predicated on violence. And in fact, the Department of Homeland Security, according to documents,
I saw your thing, and let me just say this to you. When we look to see what they were talking about, there was nothing there. Because when you look at the bottom of your list, the year that they're talking about is when Obama was in. So right. We went to see what they had been protesting, what fascist stuff Antifa had been protesting. And there isn't anyone. There's nothing there. We can't find anything. So this, to me, Antifa is one of those things that I don't want to say the right, but somebody came up with as a catchphrase so that you could say, you know, oh, there is violence on the other side. But I don't remember violent demonstrations before the gentleman who's in now got in.
Well, that's the thing.
That's the issue. I just want to say, because I didn't get to finish the point about the anti-fascism.
I cut you off.
No, it's all right, though. I get it. And that's totally fine. But according to confidential government documents, they were labeled a, quote, domestic terrorist group. Antifa was. The Department of Homeland Security started warning local and state officials about them back in 2016 when we were at the inauguration covering it for ABC. We took a quick break, got a quick bite in D.C., and Antifa started storming the streets. I was frightened. We had to lock the restaurant we were in because they were knocking people over. They were burning things.
They
were attacking police.
Self-righteous.
Yeah, but they weren't. And they were throwing things at the window, breaking the windows.
When did you first hear that phrase?
I actually just started hearing about Antifa a couple of months ago, even though they've been dubbed.
That's my point.
I think that's
a domestic terrorist.
I had never heard of it. My understanding is that it doesn't have a leader. It doesn't have a headquarters. It's not an organized group. And I do not think that you can compare this Antifa movement with the KKK.
No, you can't.
Because it has, the KKK has been, terrorizing my community for centuries. So this false equivalency, there's something on both sides, is ridiculous. And I really think if Donald Trump wants to say anything about racism, he has to first talk about his being complicit in that. Because he ran a campaign based on racial resentment and fear.
Right.
His campaign was for angry white people. And he talked about Mexicans being rapists. He talked about a gold star Muslim family. Mm-hmm. He talked about black people. He talked about, you know, he has participated in housing discrimination. And so anything that he says for me needs to start with the birther movement. He needs to admit that he is the reason why we are seeing this racial divide in our country.
You can't
wait. That's not going to happen.